The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747, hour two. We are here. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And can you tell us why that might be the situation here, Stephanie?
Well, the reason that might be the situation is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. And as always, we always want to be led by the Spirit. As the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, we've been talking a little bit about the first hour, about speaking forth the truth and what true love is. I'm going to give you another side of Christianity that is often overlooked. People say, come to Jesus, you'll have joy and happiness and peace. And yes, those things are true, but the Lord did not promise us an easy road. He promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. It was John Calvin who said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. We have to know that if we are doing something for Christ, we're going to have opposition. We're going to have enemies. For righteousness' sake, that's awesome. In fact, Winston Churchill said, you have enemies? Good. That means you've stood up for something sometime in your life. It's when Christianity and Christians pose no opposition to the world and get no opposition for the world that I wonder if their Christianity is really true.
Well, the Bible tells us that they're trampled underfoot. They're good for nothing. The purpose of salt is to stop putrefaction, and we're called to be the salt of the world. And if we're no longer the salt of the world, then we're trampled underfoot and we're burned and we're cast into the fire.
That's exactly right.
Well, it's a lack thereof Christianity. Light is always exposing darkness, and those that are trying to hide themselves in the darkness are always trying to combat the light because that's how much they hate the light. You're just not going to get away from the warfare. You're just not going to.
Absolutely. And we have to keep our eyes focused on the cross when we suffer. In fact, it was D.A. Carson who said, when we suffer, there will sometimes be mystery. Will there also be faith? Yes, if our attention is focused more on the cross and on the God of the cross than on the suffering itself. Jesus said, whosoever who taketh not up his cross and follows me is not worthy of me. Yeah. Christianity, our very symbol of Christianity is the cross. And yet the cross is so, it's ripped out of our quote-unquote religion. In fact, Oswald Chambers says, all of heaven is interested in the cross of Christ, hell afraid of it, while men are the only ones who ignore its meaning.
Yeah.
Christianity and what Christ did for us was a symbolism of suffering. He suffered and died on the cross for our sins. Sin is transgression of God's law, that he might redeem mankind. So as you're going about your week this week and up and coming weeks, you have to understand, first of all, first hours we're speaking about, true love speaks forth the truth. And in your Christian road, it's not going to be, oh, a jolly, you know, hey, everything's joyful and wondrous.
It's a false version of the gospel. And if you've heard that gospel, it's modern version. It's anti-Christ. And it is heretical. And you're just not going to get away from that. And that's what Paul was talking a bit about when he said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of the Christ. Because he didn't come in the wisdom of men's words. He came in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Spirit of God. But what was the process? Weakness, trembling, and fear. And he didn't understand what was going on. I'm sure he did at this point when he wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. But the fact of the matter was, Paul was in the jail or in some prison actually three quarters of his Christian lifespan.
Right.
So people, again, need to understand what this is all about, and it should embolden you when Christians are thrown in that direction, because as Scripture tells us in the book of Philippians, real Christians were. When they seen the opposition, they rose to the level of expectation that God had put in them. And what is it that overcomes this world, by the way?
Our faith
that overcomes the world of this world and which we're in. It's like an air pocket in your heart, and you're diving down to the water. Well, if you have air inside of a pocket, what's going to happen? It's going to keep pulling to the surface,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And the Bible also tells us that as he is, so are we in this world. And so therefore, if we really love and understand what we're talking about right now, love the cross like Andrew did. If you read the books of Fox's Book of Martyrs, it's interesting that when it was time that he preached the cross his whole life, and then when it came time to him to go to the cross, you know what he did? He didn't run from it. He went up, embraced it, and kissed the cross. And he said, one general of God even said he was half jealous of the cross.
Yeah.
Why? Because they understood a spiritual life that very far and few between understand in this country. Sad to say.
That's right. And finally, Ray Comfort was the one who said, Christianity doesn't offer a smooth flight. It provides a safe landing. The promise of Jesus is not one of happiness. He promises righteousness. So you go
That's right.
Say, listen, yeah, you're going to have joy, but joy, who for the joy that was set before him, the Bible talks about, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Our joy comes from the Lord, not from our present circumstances.
Well, Hebrews 12 tells us just that is. He endured the cross. He experienced the joy.
That's exactly right.
And it's a joy, and it's a peace that passeth all understanding. And we also need to understand when we're speaking of love, friends, the love of Christ, it's a passive knowledge, it tells us in the book of Ephesians. And most people don't go that far. They just take it for, again, face value, and they say, well, this is what love must be. And really what it is it's really the works of the carnal man, the works of the flesh, Galatians 5, because they don't understand the works of the Spirit. And let me bring the cross right there, as a matter of fact, in Galatians 5. It says, they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its lust and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And again, I hope I'm not confusing too many people, but it really is not. Christianity is not about you. It is about Christ. And there's so many friends. I've seen them over and over and over and over again who will agree with everything that we have to say and the Word has to say until the cross comes, until the fire comes. And when the cross comes and when the fire comes, they're the first ones to get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
They're the first ones. Yet they profess their Christianity when in fact they have no intercourse with the Christ whatsoever, and that is the very definition of the word know and knew. Go
yeah.
for it.
I was just going to say, you know, it reminded me of an analogy. I remember one time we had someone in the ministry and who had a problem with basically looking at themselves, and everything was about themselves and who they were rather than about who Christ was. So I remember we got together one time, and I had this person walk around the room and take a look in a mirror, and I said, well, what do you see? And she said, me. And then I had her walk around the room again, and I said, well, what do you see? And she said, me. And then I put this picture of Christ on the cross, probably the best picture I've ever seen by Eric Hollander, of Christ on the cross crucified, and I stuck it on the mirror. And this time when she walked around, she looked at me and I said, what do you see? And she said, well, I see the cross. I see Christ. When Christianity becomes about the Christ and about cross, all of a sudden
the cross disappears
and Christ comes to the forefront. It's not about
us. We're windows. We're ambassadors. This
That's
isn't
right.
about us. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. People think that that path is flower strewn.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, folks, 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to show me in Scripture where it says that that's the case, I would love to know about it right now, because I can't find it in Scripture. And I want to tell you, over the last 20 years, that's all I've studied. I can't find it. It's not there. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. And it was Jesus that said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Folks, we're going to come right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, You can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take it to the natural again. We know that Jesus always taught in the natural to teach spiritual lessons. It was Andrew Young, he who was at the forefront during the civil rights movement, which that's what they were labeled, both Martin Luther King and Andrew Young, civil rights leaders, when in fact they were preachers. But interestingly enough, I spent some time with this individual. He's the former mayor of Atlanta. He had said, you don't want to think of yourself as a martyr. But if you worship in a religion where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil. And that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you will, he said, inevitably face a spiritual death. Right on. Right on.
When you look at the civil rights leaders, so on and so forth, look at how brave these men and women were. I mean, they were literally faced with the possibility of their death at every turn. If you look at Martin Luther King Jr., so these weren't men that were just talking about the cross, you know, like the preacher of the slick, huge mega church who has no understanding what the cross is all about.
Oh, something must have got in there for you to be calling Joel Osteen a heretic.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, something did get in. It's called the Holy Ghost.
That's right. And so when you're looking at these leaders and their marches and what they did and what they were up against, he knew about the cross not only by just reading about it through head knowledge, but he knew it by testimony and experience. Because, you know, listen, I could be gone tomorrow. It was no laughing matter for Martin Luther King Jr. And for those that were closest to him who were actually in the fight with him for real, they understood that they might inevitably face their death.
Well, even the closest to Martin Luther King, which was Andrew Young, he had personally told me that, listen, Martin used to say, hey, for us to go to jail will help the movement. Because, again, he understood the power of God unto salvation. But he said himself that he told Martin that, listen, I don't want to I don't want to sacrifice that much. Well, Martin was willing to do that.
Right.
And so in saying the other thing that I wanted to say to what you're saying here, it's also interesting to note that Martin Luther King used to tell the people that used to hang out with him, because they loved to walk in the light and attention that Martin got.
Those that weren't really in the fight for the right reasons.
They just wanted to be there because they loved the limelight. That's right. He said to you, "It's some of you are just fawning." He goes, but to me, it's not.
That's right.
Martin Luther King Jr. had over 50 death threats a day. A day, friends. Most people whine when someone's talking about him.
Yeah, there's a bomb that blew up in his house, his wife and his child.
Yeah, but let me finish this. He said that a bullet, he goes, it might just get one of you one of these days.
Might miss
also
him.
Interesting to note about Martin Luther King Jr., he prophesied his death because when John F. Kennedy was assassinated in 63, November 22nd, he said that if they can get a president, he said, I won't make it to my 40th birthday. He was killed at 39.
Yeah, and
very much a prophet.
Yeah, what's so amazing about that, too, is this little bunny trail is the fact that the night before he was actually killed, he really prophesied his own death. That's the point where many of you have heard that speech. I might not get there with you, he said. I've been to the mountaintop, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. Now, I may not get there with you,
Moses,
he said,
yep.
But we as a people will get to the promised land. So when he was saying that, how divine was that? He was basically preaching himself, as Andrew Jackson said, through his death, his process. And the next day is when his life was taken from him.
Yeah, and he also prophesied a black president within 40 years.
Yeah.
So pretty interesting
just
the stuff that the guy nailed. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And the black communities are saying the same thing for the most part. There is then not a square inch of space where, nor a minute of time, when the believer in Christ can withdraw from the responsibility of being a soldier of the cross. Satan must be driven from the field and Christ must rule.
Amen.
How many people actually understand that? Liking it, again, to personal experience, how many people will talk about Jesus until they have to bear the cross? They'll take it only so far, but they'll call themselves Christians.
You know, if you want to get a good understanding.
And you got to ask the question, where's the cross in your walk?
Yeah.
I don't see it. I see everything revolves around you, not you revolving around Christ. And I've also noticed that these people, they love to dance around on the cross, but they don't want to get on their cross.
Yeah, when you look at Pilgrim's Progress and you look at Christian, who was the true and faithful Christian who went on all the hard road, along the way on his journey to heaven, there was Pliable who went with him for a season. He said, oh, well, I wish to go with this man and the joys of heaven that you're talking about. They sound so wonderful. I'll go with you. So he went with them until they hit the Slough of Despond. He said, listen, if this is what it's like right now, what kind of perils are we going to run into at the end of our journey? And he turned around and went back. The first sign of any kind of hint of trouble, any kind of opposition, any kind of, where it's just people coming against you, he said, I'm out of
here. As a matter of fact, you'll even find those that they'll hold to the same doctrine, the same profession that you walk, but there's a difference between walkers and talkers, and you'll often find that those, when it comes time to the walk, you'll find those that were just talkers will often turn on you as well.
Yeah.
And we've seen that more than not. And Paul said of Demas, I expected this, but I didn't expect it from you. And again, folks, I know that what we're talking about right now is the cross. And the cross is important, again, because if we don't... Listen, any free nation, a real liberated nation under God, understands the cross. And if you want to understand the cross in the natural, just go to any veteran memorial. You need to understand, folks, that there is a cross where there's freedom. And there's freedom nowhere in the world where someone hasn't first bore the cross. It's just not going to be found. There's just no way.
Yeah, and I think going back to what you're saying about, Paul said of Demas, I expected it, but I didn't expect it of you. I guess that's why the Lord told us to guard our heart with all diligence. We're supposed to place our trust in the Lord and not in man. And the Lord will give you people along the way, just as Christian, he had faithful and then he had hopeful, but he didn't have swarms of people around him on his journey.
No.
We need to understand that when we stand before God on Judgment Day, it's not going to be us and all of our friends. It's going to be us standing before God face
to face
alone.
You're going to have to grow up sooner or later.
That's
it's
right.
Also interesting to note, we were just talking about this yesterday, Stephanie. When you look at the great men of God, you look at the generals of God. I remember when Charles Spurgeon, I read a lot of his commentaries, the Prince of Preachers back in the 1800s. The guy was hooked up, and I'm saying that with all due respect, of course. with the Lord. I mean, he was a partaker of the divine nature because he bore the cross. He knew the cross. But he said the closer you get to the things of God, the less people you're going to have around you. And when you look at Charles Spurgeon, when you look at George Whitefield, when you look at John Wesley, when you look at Martin Luther, when you look at these reformers, these prophets of God, you didn't find people hanging out with them. When you go back to scriptural prophetic individuals, namely Elijah and Elisha, who was hanging out with them?
Yeah.
Man, they were sent to what? Slay sin. They weren't sitting there playing with sin. They were calling it out. But when you look at Elijah on top of Mount Carmel, he was all by himself giving the message to the people, how long will you falter between two opinions, right? Well, where were all the real prophets? Well, some individuals hid them. There were 7,000 that were hid. Praise God for them. But just think of the populace, and there was only 7,000 of them left because the rest of them were killed. There was real prophets in the day. But got to keep in mind, just like an eagle, eagles fly alone.
That's right.
And they really do.
And when you
if you look at a guy like Martin Luther King, man, I mean, I'm sorry, Martin Luther, the reformer.
Yeah.
He was a grumpy, angry elf in many ways, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he readily admitted that because he had a prophetic vision. He saw what was going on, the corruption in the Catholic Church, how people were supposed to somehow earn their salvation through indulgences and by works and so on and so forth. And he said, listen, no, faith in Christ alone, not in anything that I can do, but what Christ did for me on the cross and believing it and going forward with that. So he was literally going against the Pope and against, you know, Catholicism. And he had to be grumpy and ornery, and he had to have a man with a purpose and a vision to go forth.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Martin Luther. When you look at him, you know, no sleeping. Oh, it's just wonderful. And, you know, if you're going to confront the Pope and you're going to confront corruption that you're seeing, you have to be a man on a mission with an eagle eye who knows exactly the message that he's speaking for straight directly from the Lord. So, you know, and let that be heartening for some people who say, listen, I'm just one person. Yeah, there was one day. David, one Moses, one Elijah.
Encouraging, exhorting.
Exactly. And don't think, well, you know, what can I do? I'm just one. Listen, with God on your side, or rather with you on God's side, let's put that in the right perspective, you are the majority, and the Lord never, ever use large numbers to prevail.
Let me expound just for a moment. America, do you see yourself in this position? Because this was prophesied over 100 years ago. The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, heaven without hell. That was none other than William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army. What do we see today? His prophecy has come to pass, has it not? Even just the other day, going outside in front of the stores, you see the little Salvation Army jokers ringing their bells, smoking a cigarette, have no idea of the gospel, doing the most good.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, what a shame they have become. That is not the original intent. It was Christ ordained through, it was, they bore the cross, friends. Many of these people, their barracks, their churches were set on fire. Many of the people that were part of the Salvation Army, they used to wear bonnets across their heads. The women did, so they wouldn't get hit in the face by rocks and dead animals and eggs and food, so on and so forth. Many of them were raped. Many of them were killed. Now, if anything even remotely close happens like that, I'm suffering for Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, someone looked at me the wrong way.
Oh, he totally did. I'm suffering for Jesus.
Yeah.
Folks, I got a question. Have you ever passed through the furnace and been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul? Because I got to tell you, friends, you can't go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire. We're going to come right back to that in just a moment. The Church Militant, where is it? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, real quick, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tim Brown, editor, writer from Sons of Liberty Media, just posted some new articles here. And interestingly enough, we're talking about what's going on in public schools. Again, friends, the encouraging part is it's just the beginning. We know that this corrupt administration has been entertaining America's sworn enemies in the White House. And if you'd like to check out what's going on, the Muslim Brotherhood in American Schools by Brigitte Gabrielle, exposing as to how they infiltrate public schools. Again, it's just the beginning. You can still stop this. They're not where they want to be. If they were, you know what? The bottom line is we wouldn't have the freedom to continuously do the right things. You can also go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Reporters mock State Department for downplaying Benghazi terrorist link to Al-Qaeda, so on and so forth. Also check out on Sons of Liberty Media, pop stars, the real legislators. And as well, friends, if you'd like to check out some live stream, you can check it out, a little sample, little 2-minute and 35-second piece that Chase actually just posted. Go ahead and check that out. It's to the right on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I also wanted to tell you this. This is, it puts a smile on my face. It makes me happy.
Happy.
Real happy. The 30,000 emails were just retrieved from an organization, And the 30,000 emails that I'm speaking of right now are the found emails that show complicity in Obama's terrorist-tied foundation. And it also brings forth the emails that Lois Lerner claims. Remember how the IRS came forward and said, you know what? Oh, they just disappeared, man. All these emails, we can't find them. Well, guess what? They've been retrieved.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what happens. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check that out on the front page. Now, let me
isn't
get...
that just, it's such a good thing to know that they're retrieved because it was so convenient that they
of
were lost.
Of course, it's all convenient. Yeah. And the American people should have knew right then and there. You know what? Yeah. I guarantee you, your information hasn't been deleted, friends.
Yeah.
Rest assured. But when you're a part of the corruption that takes place and that's actually perpetuated against the American people on some little political hit because he wants to suppress all opposition, he wants to browbeat you, well, friends, you got to wake up and understand what it's really about. If they're going to do that, you didn't give them the power to do that. So again, what we need to do is we need to hold their feet to the fire. What were we just talking about? We were talking about the cross, and then I wanted Stephanie to actually bring forth a quote that Martin Luther, the great reformer, said of himself. Now, I want people to understand, too, I don't agree with everything Martin Luther said or did.
Yeah.
You know what? Martin Luther would probably say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with everything. As a matter of fact, he said that he feared his heart more than all the popes of the world.
Yeah.
Okay? Because he understood that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? He understood that part. But he was a prophet's prophet. He was very apostolic towards the end of his life, but he was a prophet. He was ordained. He was prophesied by John Huss at the cross. He was called the Golden Goose.
Yeah.
What did he say of himself?
Well, as I was talking about earlier, he had to be a man who had a vision, who had to, you know, be rough and be able to speak forth the truth as it needed to be brought forth. He said this of himself. He said, "I am rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forest."
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. He said, but Master Philip comes along, who was, you know, he comes along. These are the different giftings, okay? Master Philip comes along softly and gently, sowing and watering with joy according to the gifts which God has abundantly bestowed upon him. But he recognized, listen, the Lord has uses for everyone's gifting. Some of you are boisterous and stormy and altogether warlike. And then there are some who are, you know, more gentle and they have, you know, more of a mercy gift.
Yeah.
You know, so every part of the body is useful, you know.
The Bible says that we're all to do the work of an evangelist. We
right.
all, if we all have our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, well, then our end aim should all be congruent. It should be the same because
right.
we all hold the king's heart, right? So there's apostolic people, there's prophetic people, there's the teacher, there's the evangelist, and there's the pastor. Everybody's got their gifting.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting? The most ostracized gift in the world through the church is the prophet.
Yep.
Why?
Probably because that's the one that points the finger, you know, and that's the one that points out men's sin and that points the finger and that corrects and that reveals. And now it's just so foreign.
He hates us.
Yeah.
He just hates us.
You know, why would someone?
Man, did you see what Bradley Dean did? I can't believe the way he would talk to me. Oh, he was verbally abusive.
Well, if you think about it, you know, and you look at that gifting brings forth the truth. And, of course, anyone who knows anything knows that if you bring forth the truth and you take the cloak of covering off of man's sins, as Jesus did, you're going to get the teeth. Okay?
The kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And, boy, and look at the politicians. They kiss up to you all day long. And for some reason, that just may be acceptable.
Yeah. But, you know, my point in saying that is the fact of, listen, who in their right mind would want people to hate them on purpose? It only takes a true heart of love to speak forth the truth, knowing that you're probably going to get angry, you're probably going to not want to be their friend, you're probably going to shun them, but because they love Christ more than they love you, and they love you sincerely from their hearts, they're going to bring forth that truth so you can be converted.
Jesus, the great prophet, said this in Matthew 23:37, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. And stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not." And you know what the American version of the prophet is today? He better prophesy smooth things, peace, because if he doesn't, we're going to do the same thing that Jesus was talking about right there. But isn't it interesting? The heart of the volcano, the heart of the prophet was this. They were sent to tell the truth to what? To bring forth reckless inflammation. To who? God. And isn't it also interesting to note, look at how protective the prophets are. That I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. You would not have it that way. But you did reap the fruit of your own ways because you got away from that covering. Isn't it interesting that he was so forthright, but he's so protective of who his friends really are? That is the heart of a prophet right there.
That's right.
And you're not going to get away from that. You might not understand it, but I also want to tell you that having or operating in the gift of prophecy, I want to tell you first and foremost, friends, that the prophetic, they don't understand themselves. They don't understand. You know what the world calls them when they get into their prophetic mold? Tangents.
Right, right.
You know, but they don't understand, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See, because once you're a partaker of that power, you never want to turn back away from it, friends. And let me tell you firsthand, that's right on the money. Luke 13:34, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those that are sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, and you would not. You were not willing. And isn't it interesting? You know what people say about people like that? They're controlling.
Right.
No, they're not controlling at all. They love you to death.
And they're trying to make
literally,
sure
in some cases,
take the right chances. Right, sorry, not the right chances, but the right steps in your life. In fact, I'm looking for that Leonard Ravenhill, who has that picture of a prophet right now, to see if I can pull that up. But when you look at the prophetic gifting, it's one that's so foreign, as you mentioned before, to the church, because the one that points the finger. And, of course, why do they do it? Why does a prophet
that's,
point
that's
the finger?
That's the definition of Torah, by
that's
the
right.
way.
Because
one
of God's
them.
Heart. God's heart, like you said, you know, how often would I have gathered you up? I sent the prophets to you, which you killed. And that's the sad part about it is when the prophet comes for your good, most people want to rend them because they'd rather conform themselves to that word of God. They want to shun away from what the Bible says.
They just
says.
Want to love people to Jesus.
That's right.
Oh, they want to win them to Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it interesting? You don't see Jesus doing that, do you? Go ahead.
I just found it right now. I'm like, I found it here. Hold on, it's pulling up, so just give me a minute here. This is, you know, keep yourself in suspense here. But here we go. This is what Leonard Ravenhill had to say when he did a picture of a prophet. He said, the prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by
men. You're not
going to,
like, read the whole thing, are you?
No, I'll just give a good chunk of it, okay?
Good.
Let's see. We'll go compromise. Okay, here we go. The prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity. Compromise is not known to him. He has no price tags. He is totally otherworldly. He is unquestionably controversial and unpardonably hostile. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He is a seer who comes to lead the blind. He lives in the heights of God and comes into the valley with a thus saith the Lord. He shares some of the foreknowledge of God and is aware of impending judgment. He lives in splendid isolation. He is forthright and outright, but he claims no birthright. His message is repent, be reconciled to God, or else his prophecy
is appearing. That's the gospel message, by the way. Yes.
His truth brings torment, but his voice is never void. He is the villain of today. This is so true. The villain of today and the hero of tomorrow. He is excommunicated while alive and exalted when dead. He is dishonored with epitaphs when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. He is a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, but few make the grade in his class. He is friendless while living and famous when dead. One more thing. He is against the establishment in ministry, then he is established as a saint by posterity. He eats daily the bread of affliction while he ministers, but feeds the bread of life to those who listen. And that really is just a little glimpse of a picture of a prophet and about how a prophet's, you know, isolated and otherworldly, but he brings forth a message of truth that we all need to hear.
Hey, now, interestingly enough, what did they say of Martin Luther King Jr. once he was killed?
Oh, we were watching a documentary on his life, and this man was being interviewed. He said, it reminds me of the quote that says, now that he is safely dead, let us praise him. For history makes such convenient heroes because they're no longer around to basically contend with the image that we've made for them.
That's right.
You know, we can make Martin Luther King Jr. to be just about anything we want.
Well,
now,
you've seen Barack Hussein Obama, who stands in 100% contradiction of everything MLK Jr. did stand for, but yet he tried to conform because of the color of his skin.
Right.
Come on, you know, me and him would have been homies.
We're buddies, right? Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So when you look at a guy like that, it's so true. And we're talking about the picture of the prophet. While alive, he's scorned, he's shunned, he's excommunicated. When he's dead, oh, we need more men like so and so. So and so was great. It's like, what did you do to him while he was alive?
Yeah.
Now that he is safely dead, as this man is talking talking about let us freedom.
They called Martin Luther King Jr., just bringing it to the present, friends. I know it was 40, 50 years back now, but the bottom line is that they called him the Troubler.
Yeah. And he lied to the Troubler, you know.
Of course. Yeah. But again, if you want, you know, Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, though he was a black dude. Someone came to him and said, how do we bring forth change? How do we bring forth change? He said this, agitate.
I like that.
Agitate.
For righteousness.
Do you like agitators?
In righteousness,
Sam,
I do.
Mom just gave you free permission to go ahead and agitate her to no end.
I added that.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and the LibertyBrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. But one of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, hour two, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, at the beginning of this up-and-coming week, you should see little Christmas ornaments on our websites.
Nice.
Christmas,
I love it.
Christmassy-like.
Oh,
I want to make this point real quick, and then I'll give it over to you, and then we'll call it a day. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. The Christian life, this is E.M. Bounds. Again, this is E.M. Bounds. This is what he said. The Christian life is no picnic or excursion. It's not entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling, Acts 14:22. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit in order to frustrate the foe and be in the end more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. It is not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it is spiritual warfare. It is a battle, not a game. From the moment they first drew their spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:3. But what a misconception many people have of the Christian life today. How little the average church member appears to know the character of the conflict and it demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter or understand the enemies that they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeed in getting to heaven, and receive the crown of life. Matthew 7:13. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose them on their onward march and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayers, Revelations 12:17. And it is just at this point that E.M. Bounds said, I mean to highlight the professed church's greatest defects. There is little to nothing of the soldier element in it, 2 Timothy 2:3. The discipline, the self-denial, spirit of hardship, and determination that belongs to the military life, and are so prominent in it, are lacking in Christianity. Yet, my friends, the Christian life is warfare from the beginning to the end. And friends, do, on an encouraging note, remember that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you don't get the victory without the fight.
That's exactly right. We must be sure that we persevere and endure. As Oswald Chambers said, perseverance is more than endurance. It is endurance combined with absolute assurance and certainty that what we are looking for is going to happen. So be resolved in your heart to know, listen, although these times are dark, I know that God's people shine best in the dark. And it's interesting that we, even around Christmas time, you know, when do we celebrate Christmas? We celebrate it during the winter months when it's bleak and when it's dark and when there's not much life springing forth. That's when you're talking about celebrating the Savior. Now, the Bible doesn't say specifically when Christ was born, but it would make sense that he would come during a time where it wasn't, you know, life springing forth in the springtime or summertime when everything's flourishing. But during the bleak, dark night, a Savior came to be the light of the world. So keep that in mind, too, coming up this Christmas. Now, I just want to highlight a few things I mentioned earlier about getting our products from the website. Our product of the week this week is our You Can Run Winter Cap. Stay warm. And you know what's nice about it? It says you can run, but you cannot hide international on that. It's one of those things where you look at it and say, so what does that mean? What does your hat mean? Well, you can say, listen, you can run, but you cannot hide from God. Be sure your sin will find you out. It's a perfect way to say, listen, I'm keeping warm this winter, but I'm also, when people ask of me and inquire, say, what is that hat all about? You've got a perfect way and message to open up the gospel and share it with people. All wherever you go, whether it be at the store, the gas station, at work, you name it. I also want to highlight, too, if you go to our store, we've got a graphic novel, we've got My Word documentary DVDs, we've got To Spit Against Heaven. We were talking earlier about homosexuality. If you, by chance, have a homosexual, you know, friend or a worker or whatever, and you want to get some good information on how to speak with them or want a good DVD for them to watch, there's To Spit Against Heaven. If you're looking at getting educated about what's going on in our country today, what's going on in public schools, the My War documentary series is awesome. If you're looking for, you know, that hard-to-reach kind of kid who's maybe, you know, just different and you don't really know how to reach him, give him the My War graphic novel. I'm just going to kind of go through these just so you kind of have an idea of what our different products are on our website. The Face-to-Face album, that's praise and worship music. It's those old hymns, you know, Amazing Grace and the old Rugged Cross, but they're euthanized, they're funkinized, if I can say. They really do. They bring back the spirit, but being true to the heart of these, you know, these hymns and so on and so forth.
You're modernized.
Yeah, they're birthed in testimony, and they're awesome. So if you're saying, I need a good praise and worship album, Face-to-Face would be a good one for you. If you're saying, listen, you know, my kids, I got a teen kid, I don't want to be listening to secular music, but I don't want this cheesy Christian music I see out there that
just pathetic,
all sounds the same. You want to get the Price CD. It's heavy metal. It's in your face. It's rap, rock, and it's so incredibly cool. Now, we've got T-shirts, the Sons of Liberty T-shirt. If you look at our logo, people say, is that like a billboard for a movie? Well, you know, it's a billboard for a lot of different things, but it shares the Sons of Liberty. Or what is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran. What's the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God. One nation under God, freedom's not free. We've got For the Children, which is a great book about abortion. Again, you have a family member that say, yeah, they're pro-choice. Listen, just give them a book, have them take a look at it. How about the teen girl in your life? Get a One Heart book. There's so many different things on there. There's drum pads, there's caps, there's books for the book lovers out there, people who are constantly reading advice.
This sounds like an infomercial.
I mean, I want you to kind of go down the list, because sometimes people look at it and say, what is that?
The store is ginormous.
It's ginormous.
Okay, we're not trying to make it redonkulous.
That's right, but you know what the thing is, too? It's not just for teens. It's not just for adults. It's It's not just for kids. It's for
all
members of your family.
Hey, when we go to tea parties, you know, a lot of times there's older folks there, veterans there. You know, without fail, they're the ones to stand up and give you a standing ovation for the truth, for acknowledging their sacrifice
and
what it comes down to. They're giving the Holy Ghost a standing ovation. So it truly is. It's a universal message. It's turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children of the fathers. Nothing new under the sun.
That's exactly right. So check out the store. There's so many good things out there. Also, please do. We cannot continue to do what we do without your support. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation online, or you can become a son or daughter of Liberty. What that means is you give consistently what you can on a monthly basis. There's so many cool things that come along with being a son or daughter of Liberty. You know, you get 25% off the product of the week every week. You also get these very cool certificates. In fact, we were just in a home this week.
Yes. Yeah. Hey.
And they had this the beautiful certificate that was hanging up. I mean, you know that people think they're just high class quality things.
They're awesome looking.
They're beautiful. I've never seen a certificate
and
quite like it.
And not just because I'm on it.
That's right, although it does enhance it, I might say. But anyway, we've got those available, too, as well, when you become a son or daughter of Liberty. And I also want to remind everybody that our My War documentary series is still playing for the next several weeks on Dove Television. So if you have yet to tune in to Dove TV, it's every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clock for wherever you are in the United States of America. And for those of you that do support our ministry and what we're doing, we sincerely say thank you. We know that when you're giving, you know, when you're giving your money, you're really giving, you know, out of your heart in a lot of sense. You want to see where someone's heart is. Look where they spend their money. So we know that you're sacrificing to be able to support what we're doing, seeking and saving that which is lost, going out to the highways and byways. For all of you new listeners out there, please do check out the websites. You'll love them. They're unique. They're different. It's not
typically
what you always see.
You're the best representative ever.
Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Now, can you say that again? Because I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
No, you're going to have to get the podcast.
Chew your cabbage
twice. Yeah, you're going to have to, like, check that out again. But we're excited because we know that next week is Thanksgiving. Many things to be thankful for. Check out the website as well. We've got What is a True Story of Thanksgiving, written from the perspective of a 10-year-old, Mr. Samuel Judah, back there. And there's just lots of good stuff. So check it out. You're not going to go wrong. And I'm excited to get the Christmas bumpers in next week.
Yeah.
Isn't that going to be great?
I think so. Put a little Christmas cheer into the hearts of men
like
and women across the land.
Tis the season to celebrate the Savior's birth.
Well, of course.
Amen.
Savior.
That's right.
Matthew 1:21, mm-hmm. From sin.
I like that.
I like that, too. Because, you know, without holiness, we shall not see God, Scripture tells us.
That's right.
And it's also interesting that when you walk in holiness, He promises to deliver up your enemies from before you, either in life or in death.
That's right. And we got to remember, this is our time of the year. Well, every time of the year is our time of the year. But don't fall into the trap of saying, you know, happy holidays and season greetings. Merry Christmas. It's all about Christ. God bless you. Jesus is the reason for the season. So make sure that your focal point of everything you do is around who Christ is and His birth. And remember the true story.
Don't be afraid to say.
That's right.
For goodness
sake. When people say happy holidays to me, I say Merry Christmas.
Every time.
That's right. Right back at you.
And you know what? I've been hearing people say, have a happy Thanksgiving. And it's like, good for you.
Yeah, of course. Oh, what would you say? Listen, on your birthday, do you say, season.
Well, you know, these politically correct individuals.
Festive greetings to you on your birthday. No, it's my birthday. You say happy birthday. It's Christ's birth.
Listen to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Aren't you dropping the hammer?
Yeah, what would you do if it's your birthday? Hey, festive greetings to you. You'd be like,
yeah, pretty weird.
What are you talking about? It's my birthday. Why don't you just call it for what it is.
And 9 times out of 10, you can probably ask them, so are you, what church do you go to? Oh, I go to the Lutheran church, but I'm not going to tell you where because the Lord is hiding me right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what denomination you are.
If they don't believe in it, why would anybody else
believe
in them, right?
We boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, but celebrate Christ's birth centered around
Jesus
Christ.
And we ain't asking for permission.
Oh, right? I'm getting all warm and cozy inside right now.
We ain't asking for permission.
That's right. I wish I could hear some of that Christmas music right now just to get me a little...
I think what you're trying to do is pull yourself up on the carpet, aren't you?
Actually, I'm not.
Yeah,
I had a really sore throat.
You're trying to put yourself up on the stage because what you want me to do right now says, do you want to sing a song?
Oh, look.
That's
time to go.
It's going to have to be next week. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you soon enough. Talk to you soon. See ya.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.